弟兄姐妹们早安。
I'm very glad that to be back here and share the message to you.
很高兴今天能够来到这里，再次的跟大家见面，并且分享神的话语。
I'm thankful that not only to come to share the message, but I can come and experience the shooting weather in this area.
感谢主，不但能够来这边讲道，而且还能够真正的体会到这个美国北方的冬天是什么滋味。
And when I prepared to come here, I was thinking hard to prepare a message.
我要来以前，我想了很久，到底我该讲什么。
Whether I want to preach on Christmas, about Christmas.
是要讲圣诞节的信息呢？
But finally, I chose this topic to be Jesus' real disciple.
但最后我选的就是今天我们所念的做门徒的代价这一段。
Because I always desire to have to be a good Jesus' disciple.
因为我一直有这样的心愿，愿意做真正的耶稣基督的门徒。
And hope that brothers and sisters also to learn to be Jesus' real disciple.
也今天跟大家一起鼓励，让我们一起来做耶稣基督真正的门徒。
Let's have a short prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this time.
所以天父，我们来到你的面前。
Thank you for this opportunity that we can meditate upon your words.
谢谢你，让我们在你面前能够静默，静静的来默想你的话语。
May you open our eyes that we can see how wonderful of your salvation.
求你开我们的眼，让我们能看到你救恩的美妙。
May you open our ears that we can hear not only voice from us but from you, Lord.
开通我们的耳朵，让我们不但听到人所讲的话，也听到主你向我们说话。
And open our heart that we can receive your message and your teaching, that we can really have a blessed life.
打开我们的心眼，让我们能够接受到你的祝福。
So we commit this time into your hand.
我们把下面的时间仰望你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Whenever Christians come together, they learn how to become the follower of Jesus.
当基督徒聚集在一起的时候，就是要学习怎么样能够效法耶稣。
We learn how to follow Jesus.
我们来学习怎么样跟随主耶稣。
And it's also the main job Jesus let us to do is to go and make disciples.
耶稣就要我们出去为他传福音，并且训练或者能够让更多的人做他的门徒。
So to make disciples, it means that there's no instant.
这意思是说，在没有任何的情况。
To make disciples is no means no instant, no instant food, no instant. It must be take disciplines.
也就是说，它不是巧合，而是必须要付上代价，必须要有这个。纪律。
Although we all like instant, everything instant, immediately happen.
我们都希望很多事情能够速成，但是这不是能够速成的事情。
One interesting story that a Russian comedian talks about when he moved to America.
有这样一个故事，就是说，一个俄国的，谐星啊，就是咱们这个在搞笑的。来到了美国。
And he was amazed that there's a variety of instant products he could buy from the store.
他看到在美国的市场上面有这么多方便马上可以速食的东西。
There's a powdered milk, just add water and you can have milk.
就像你那种干的牛奶粉，你一冲马上就有牛奶可以喝。
And there's a powdered orange juice and you add water, then you have orange juice.
你也可以喝这种橘子汁速成的橘子汁。
Then he saw baby powder and he thought, what's a Greek country? If you want a baby, you just add water, you got baby.
像婴儿奶粉，他以为说，如果你要更多的婴儿，就可以马上泡点水，就可以有很多的婴儿出来了。
We all like instant, but discipleship is not just take a believer instantly.
但是我们知道，要做耶稣基督的门徒没有那么简单。
And we do not just add a little baptism water or give a certificate then to prove that you are following Jesus.
我们不是说受个什么训练，拿到一张证书。就表示我们是门徒了。
But it takes more than water to make a disciple.
我们所需要的超过，就像这个泡粉的水一样。
And every believer is the disciple of Jesus.
每一个信徒都应该是耶稣基督的门徒。
As we read this passage, Jesus was getting closer and closer to the cross.
当我们看耶稣讲这段话的时候，他是越来越接近他要上十字架的时候。
And people who wanted to see miracles or get a meal from him, now they mock him.
那时候很多的跟随他的人可能是要想要吃饼得饱，要赶快看到他显一个神迹，让大家有饭可以吃。
And the crowds become smaller and smaller.
所以你看第25节说，越来越多的人拥挤跟随他。
But he started setting forth a course of discipleship.
但是耶稣却讲了这段做门徒的代价。
It's not just a popular message, but it requires total commitment.
他讲的不是一个人喜欢听的话，而是他要人去付一个重大的代价。
It is not just some contribution, but a total commitment.
不是说你只是奉献一点而已。而是要全然的献上。
And in this passage, Jesus provided five clear pictures for us to learn how to be a real disciple.
在刚刚念的这段话里面，耶稣用五个例子来告诉我们，清楚的告诉我们什么是做门徒的代价。
And people choose to follow Jesus on several level of intimacy.
人跟随耶稣基督有五个层次的，也有好几个层次的这种跟主的接近的方式。
Like some among us come to church maybe once a week or once a while.
有些人就像有些人每个礼拜来到教会，或者是好几个礼拜来一次教会。
Or some of you may attend some activities of the church.
有些人呢就参加好几种不同的教会的活动。
But the pastor always repeat.To encourage us to have more commitment.
但是这段话告诉我们，我们要有更多的委身。
So it is not just come to church once a while or once a week.
所以那不是说你只需要来一个礼拜来一次教会。
Because we are called to be committed to follow Jesus.
因为我们都是被耶稣基督所招来做门徒的。
The church need to be the real disciples. The church need to be real disciples.
一个教会必须要有真正的门徒在里面。
We don't want just 10 or 20% of the people, to devote to God.
不是只需要10到20%20%的人是门徒就够了。
I always heard that some churches say that if your prayer meeting have 10% attendance from the normal Sunday worship attendance, that's good enough.
我常常听人家说，你们教普通的教会只要祷告会有这个一成的人，普通礼拜天出席一成的人 ，10% 的人，你们教会就很成功了。
But we need all to be Jesus' disciples.
不是的，我们需要是每一个人都成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And also to move out.To the crowd and make more disciples.
而且要去使更多人做耶稣的门徒。
Let's see how Jesus shows us the character of real disciples.
让我们来看耶稣基督告诉我们做门徒的品格是什么。
The first picture Jesus used here is a family.
第一个是讲到关于一个人跟他自己家人的关系。
And you read verse 26.
我们看第二十六节。
This is really a shocking statement that Jesus mentioned.
耶稣用一段很吓人的话来讲。
I know the Chinese translation is more general, more generous and more gentle.
你可以看到它出来，中文呢是中文的翻译是比较含蓄、比较缓和的。
He'll say, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
因为你如果念英文，它是用 hate 这个字，中文把它翻成说，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子，英文却用恨恶这个字。
Are you surprised? Jesus said, to be a disciple, you must hate your family.
所以从字面上看来，难道我们没有惊吓到为什么主耶稣竟然用这个恨恶这个字？
Doesn't Jesus talk elsewhere about love? You must love everyone and even to love your enemies.
耶稣不是在其他地方常常讲爱，甚至要爱你的仇敌吗？
So you see, Jesus always use figures or speech or parable. He do use that to impact his words.
耶稣常常在讲话的时候用一些比较严厉的字眼来显示他话语的力量。
Yes, he used the figure of speech, there's some parable or example.
他讲话里面有这个figurative
寓意。
谢谢。
And he used metaphors or parables.
他常常用一些预言。
And here he simply employs some kind of exaggeration to tell us.
所以他甚至有些字眼他用的这个语气是比较夸大。
To emphasize his point.
来强调他的重点。
Sometimes your wife or your mom will say something like this.
有时候你的太太或你的妈妈会讲这种话。
I have told you million times you have to wash your hand before you go for lunch or dinner.
就是告诉你吃饭以前，我已经告诉你几百万次，你应该要洗手才能够吃饭。
Of course, it's not million times, maybe half a million.
当然，这个次数是没有办法算的那么多的。
So then you get it, Jesus' attention that wants us to emphasize on this.
所以耶稣要我们注重的是这个动词，这个。字眼的意义。
And also the Greek word here, the original languages, the words mean something different than our English word for hate.
在希腊原文里面，这个字眼这个恨也不是英文里面所用的这个 hate.
The Hebrews can use it to express seriousness. The Hebrew people can use it as express a seriousness.
在希伯来字眼里面，这个字可以表示它是非常慎重。
The word is reasonable, which means to prefer above, like the Chinese translation.
那个字眼就是中文所翻出来的，胜过，超越。
So to be disciple, you must love Jesus more than you love anyone, even your family members.
所以。这段话说，我们要爱主耶稣，超过爱我们自己的家人。
Your love for Jesus should be so powerful that can be compared to you hate everyone.
你对主的爱是如此的强烈，以至于对比起来，好像你对其他人的爱是一种恨。
And also sometimes your love for Jesus you alienate you from others, even your family.
也就是说，你会爱主到一个程度，甚至于让你的家人对这个有反感。
When I was studying in the Bible College in Singapore, there was a Malaysian who was formerly a Muslim.
当我在新加坡念神学的时候，我班上有一个同学，他是马来西亚人，他原来家里面是回教徒。
And he came to know Jesus and later committed himself, became a pastor.
那他认识主以后，他蒙召愿意来传福音做牧师。
It was a tough decision for him because he knew the moment he became a Christian, his family in Malaysia would not just disown him, but will persecute him.
他知道在他做那个决定的时候，他的家人除了要把他赶出去之外，还要来迫害他。
And they would have a funeral for him to consider he is dead.
甚至要为他举行葬礼，因为他们认为他已经死了。
So he had to make a hard choice, and but follow Jesus, even though, finally he followed Jesus, even though the family opposed him.
但是他仍然继续的，坚定的来跟随主。
So if you follow the Lord, you won't have to look for people to ridicule you or oppose you.
所以要，跟随主耶稣，你就要心里有准备，常常有人会来阻挡你，甚至取笑你。
You don't need to go and find, but they will come to you.
你不需要去找他们，他们会来找你。
Maybe your family member.
甚至在你的家人当中。
In Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 22, another shocking statement Jesus said.
在马太福音第十章第二十二节，耶稣也是用这个很惊人的话语这样说。
He said, "All men will hate you because of me."
他说人会恨恶你，因为我的缘故。
But he will stand firm to the end, will be safe.
但是若能够坚持到底，站稳脚跟的人，最后会得救。
Maybe you will ask, why so foolish?
也许你会问，为什么我们需要这么笨呢？
Why would you jeopardize your own safety?
为什么你要冒自己生命的危险来跟随主呢？
And friends and brothers and sisters, when God calls you,
但是弟兄姐妹朋友们，当主的呼召来到的时候，
you have to make a difficult decision.
你必须要做这样一个困难的抉择。
And sometimes your family will not jump up and down and rejoice over your choice or your decision.
因为你的家人不会雀跃高兴来拥抱你的决定。
But that is the first character or first mark of true disciple.
但是这正是，一个做主耶稣门徒的第一个品格。
And then the second one, Jesus used another picture, a cross.
第二个主耶稣，用的这个，例子就是十字架。
And a real disciple is someone who carries his cross or her cross.
主耶稣说，要做我的门徒，就要天天背起自己的十字架。
And here we see many Christians are confused today, about what it means to carry a cross.
所以这里常常有人问我，有基督徒问我说，这到底是什么意思？背自己的十字架跟从主。
And today, the image of the cross has lost its horror.
今天我们看到十字架，我们常常没有想到十字架上面这些苦难的这些景象。
Actually, the true message of the cross is death.
真正的十字架的意思，事实上指的是死亡。
You can see how many of us maybe either wearing a cross today as a jewelry.
在女士们所佩戴的珠宝上面，很多都是十字架的形状。
Or have a cross on your T-shirt.
甚至在你穿的 T-shirt 上面有十字架。
Or even a sticker on your car bumper.
或者是有人在车子后面 bumper 贴上这个十字架的标志。
But what if a Christian bookstore begin to sell something like a little models of coffin? Will you buy it?
但是没有人会到基督徒的这个 bookstore 里面去买一个上面有棺材的东西。
Or something like a golden skeleton or death's head, to offer you as a jewelry? Will you buy it?
或者是没有人会去戴一个金的骷髅头，做装饰。
Or you hear somebody say, "Wow, your coffin is nice." Will you like that?
有没有人会说，哦，你戴的这个棺材的这个珠宝很好看？
Today the cross has become benign, just a piece of harmless jewelry.
因为今天我们所看到的十字架 已经变成一个一个珠宝的装饰，好像是一个中性的东西。
In Jesus' time,
在耶稣的时代
，it was a horrible, agonizing, torturous mode of execution.
那是一个杀人的刑具，是一个痛苦的刑具。
In the time Jesus, when you saw someone carry a cross, it meant one and only one thing: they were good as dead.
在耶稣的时代，当一个人背十字架的时候，他就是要准备去送死。
Have you read a book called Dead Man Walking?
不晓得有没有人读过这个书，叫做像死人 ，Dead Man Walking， 就如死人般的走路。
When a death row prisoner is walking from the cell to the place to be executed,
他讲的是一个死囚要走到刑场去的时候。
And the other prisoner will say, "Dead man walking."
当其他的这些被关在里面的犯人都会指着这个人，就说这个是准备要死人，正在往他要死的路上走。
He is alive, but he's alive and walking, but he's good as dead.
就这个人虽然是活着，必须在走，必须在走，但是知道他马上就是一个死人。
That's a perfect description of what Jesus meant when he spoke of disciples carrying the cross.
这样的景象非常的吻合耶稣时代十字架的意义。
We are dead people.
对我们来说，我们对这个世界是死的。
Or we should just start to act like a dead person.
所以我们应该要做出来像一个死人一样。
Apostle Paul understood that what is meant to carry a cross.
使徒保罗对这句话有这样的诠释。
In the book of Galatians, there's three dynamic verses about what it means to carry your cross.
在加拉太书里面有几句话是对这个背十字架有很深的诠释。
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20,
加拉太书二章第二十节怎么说？
Let me read to you these words. And I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And chapter 5, verse 24 says,
五章二十四节怎么说？
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with his passion and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And then another one is chapter 6, verse 14.
最后是加拉太书六章十四节。
And here say, May I never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which he would have been crucified to me, and I to the world.
说，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
That means that there's nothing the world has to offer you that interests you.
意思就是说，在这个世界上已经没有任何的东西能够让你感觉到有兴趣。
As if the world is dead to you and you are dead to the world.
就是你对这个世界来说是死的，这个世界对你来说也是死。
So somebody say a true free man is a dead man.
所以有人曾这样讲过，一个真正自由的人就是一个死掉的人。
But for Christian, we are dead to ourselves, our old self.
对基督徒来说，我们对我们的老我是死的。
You won't be truly liberated until you understand what is to be crucified with Christ.
你绝对不会真正感觉到有所谓主内的自由，一直等到你真正的愿意跟随基督，并且把你钉在十字架上。
And then the next one, the third picture that used to teach us a lesson about disciple is a tower. It's here used to assemble a tower, building a tower.
主耶稣继续用第三个例子，一个盖塔的例子，盖高楼的例子。
here teaches us to how to count cost to be a disciple of Jesus.
因为耶稣要我们计算做门徒的代价。
In verse 28, we're back to Luke chapter 14, verse 28.
我们回到第刚刚所念的路加十四章第二十八节。
He says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it?
说你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来计算花费，能盖成不能呢？
Jesus here present a picture of a man who planned to build a tower.
这边讲到一个人想要盖一座楼。
Before he start anything, he have to count the cost.
所以他要先计算这个成本。
To see if he has enough resources to finish the job.
要看他有没有足够的资源来完成这个工作。
And now Jesus here tells us to talk about the cost of discipleship.
这边耶稣讲到说，你们要做我的门徒，你也要先计算这个代价。
The cost of follow Jesus.
因为跟随主是要付代价的。
Before you started a Christian life, or you started on a Christian life.
在你要开始一个基督徒的生活之前
，If you ask, do I have enough to finish it?
你要问问自己，我够不够来完成我这个工作
？The answer is always no, or not sure.
这个答案永远是不够，或者是不确定。
It's not our resources that are necessary.But God provides all the resources.
因为没有一个人的资源是足够的，除非神继续的供应他。
God is the builder, and He will finish the job.
因为神是那个盖的人，是这个工头，他会让他完成。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Apostle Paul says,
在腓立比书一章第六节，使徒保罗这么说。
He said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion or to finish.
一章六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Jesus is talking about the cause of total commitment.
所以主耶稣在这里讲到的是，这个代价是你要完完全全的。
A good finish is as a disciple is a key. A good finish.
能够完成这个工作是一个做主的门徒的一个重要的条件。
As we see, many these backslidden Christians may go to heaven when they die, but they won't be finishing well.
当我们看到有一些基督徒冷淡后退的，他们也许能够进到天堂里面。但是他们却不能完成他们的工作。
In verse 29 here, Jesus spoke about the man.
所以二十九节，耶稣基督讲到这样的人
，who was not able to finish.
他们安了地基，却不能够成功。
They could not finish it well.
他们不能够完工。
So Jesus says, everyone will look at the uncompleted project.
当别人看到
laugh at them.
别人看到这个没完工的楼，都会笑话这个人。
As I remember when this economic crisis swept over Asia or the world.
我们看到这个经济萧条来席卷全世界。
And I remember in Malaysia, in Singapore, there are a lot of unfinished construction around the countries.
我记得我在亚洲的时候在新加坡在马来西亚都有看到很多的楼那不能完工的。
And many projects have been stopped.
很多楼盖到一半没钱了就停工。
There was no roof on the building.
屋子没有屋顶。
And trees and wild grass grown inside the shell.
甚至有的这个房子里面长出树来。
For years, the uncompleted building preaches a sermon.
所以这些楼就站在那里多年， 好像他们在向人这样讲话。
Someone started this, but they didn't count the cost.
有些人开了这个头，却无法完工，因为他们没有计算那个代价。
And they were not able to finish.
所以他们做不完。
So there's a great value in finishing what you start.
所以很重要的是，我们若一开工，就必须要能够完工。
The Bible recorded stories that with great men and women who didn't finish well.
这里也讲到一个人如果是一开能够开始却不能够在完工的话做不好的。
Yeah, the Bible have a lot of examples.
在这个圣经里面有很多这样的教训。
Like Noah and his family were saved from the flood.
像挪亚跟他的家人都被这个在洪水的过程里面得到拯救。
But Noah ended as a drunken man who eventually liquored and then he cursed his son later.
但是我们看到挪亚最后也有跌倒的时候，他喝醉酒，赤身露体，被他儿子看到，所以他还要斥责，咒诅他的儿子。
And then we can see King Solomon was the wisest man in all of history.
我们也看到像，有智慧的如这个所罗门王。
But he didn't finish well.
但他结局却没有那么好。
His many wives turned his heart from God.
他因为有太多的嫔妃，引诱他的心去跟随别神。
So my dear brothers and sisters, are you going to finish well?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们问自己，我们能够好好的完成这个工作吗？
We wish that we would not drop out.
我们希望我们不会像休克一样，选到一半就退选。
We're not just attending church, but need to finish strong.
我们不是只有来参加教会而已，我们必须要能够完工。
And but the good news is that we are not finished yet, as everyone here still had to go on.
但这个好消息就是，我们中间的每个人，我们都还没有到达完工的阶段，我们必须要还有路要走。
So it doesn't matter what has happened in the past, but you still can finish well.
所以不管你过去怎么样，你现在都能够开始，让这个完工的时候是完美的。
Because the finish line is still ahead of us.
因为我们的终点线还在遥远的另外一端。
You still can ask God for strength that so that you can sprint across the finish line.
我们仍然能够求主赐我们力量，能够直跑，对着标杆来直跑。
So a real disciple is to count your course well and finish strong.
所以一个真正好的这个门徒是能够开工并且完美的完工。
And then from verse 31, Jesus described two kings.
然后在31节，耶稣用两个王的故事来做这个比喻。
Here's one that tells us a real disciple, you need to know who you surrender to.
耶稣告诉我们说，你要向哪一位，如果你是门徒的话，你要知道你要向哪一位顺服。
One is outnumbered, so he wisely approaches the stronger king and makes peace with the better even haven't begun.
所以这边31、32节讲到这个比较兵力比较弱的王，他知道这个仗是不能打的，所以他就去求和。
It's an illustrate you and I are one of the kings and God is the other.
所以在这里预表说，我们你我是这个比较弱的王，那么神是比较强的这个王。
Truly, we can never win against God.
当然，我们绝对不可能打败主耶，我们的主。
We must surrender to Him.
所以我们必须要向他投降。
In Jesus' time, a surrendered king could be made into a slave of the opposing king.
在耶稣的时代，这个向人家投降的王，很可能变成那个得胜的王的奴隶。
And so it required great humility to bow down and ask for term of peace.
所以这个弱的王要向强的王下跪， 求饶。
So it takes humility today to surrender to Jesus.
所以对我们来说，我们要向主啊投降，也是需要谦卑的来到他的面前。
You cannot be a disciple unless you are willing to give up control of your life to Jesus.
我们没有办法做一个门徒，除非我们能够愿意向主臣服，把我们所能够控制的东西让神来控制。
And that's hard to do, right?
这是非常难做得到的。
None of us wants to give up.
我们都不愿意放弃我们能够控制的东西。
You ask your son to give up a football game or TV program, will he do that?
你去问问你的儿子，看他愿不愿意把他玩的这个电子游戏，或者是一个喜欢看球的，叫他把这个球，不看球，你看他愿不愿意。
There's a Greek story, a lifeguard on a beach who saw a drowning man. A lifeguard.
这里有一个故事，就是一个救生员，他看到有一个人快要溺死了。
He walked into the surf but didn't go out to rescue him.
但他却没有到外面去抢救他。
And people gathered there on the beach and yelled and screamed, go and get him, go and save him.
旁边人都大叫说，为什么你不赶快去救他？
And the lifeguard kept her eyes on the drowning man and just stand there.
这个救生员虽然眼睛一直看着那个快溺死人，但却没有其他的行动。
But when he see the man was going down to the last time,
所以看到他那个人就要沉下去的时候
，the lifeguard swam out with a strong strokes and grabbed the man and brought him back to the shore.
这时候他才赶快跳进去，用最快的速度去把那个人救起来。
So after some spitting or coughing, that man was conscious and safe.
这个人就被救醒了。
And then the lifeguard explained why he did that.
所以这个救生员就解释为什么他要等到最后这一刻。
He said if he had gone out sooner, he was very strong kicking and thrashing violently, then he could be the one probably drowned with him.
因为这个救生员很有经验，他知道说，他如果那个人在一开始他就跳进去了，这个人不断的挣扎，很可能把这个救生员自己也拉下去。
So that's a true verse. If he was trying to save himself, I couldn't save him. The lifeguard said.
所以他说，我如果早点跳下去，我可能只能救我自己，没有办法救另外那个那溺死的人，快溺死的人。
That's a great lesson about salvation too.
所以这对我们基督徒所讲的救恩，也是一个很巧妙的比喻。
At least from the human angle.
特别是更特别是从人的角度来看。
As long as you think you are strong enough to be saved yourself, you won't surrender to Jesus.
就像那个快溺死的人，他如果还有那个力气能够自己挣扎的话。他不会完完全全的让这个救生员把他拉上去。
So it's only when you give up and realize that you are hopelessly lost, then you will surrender to Jesus.
所以我们对主的关系也是这样子，我们就好像那个快要溺死的人，到最后剩下一口气的时候，我们才是全然的顺服。
And Jesus can come and rescue you.
耶稣也只有在那个时候才来救你。
However,The demand of surrendering to Jesus not only one time.
但是我们对主的顺服不是只有一次而已。
Yes, we need to repent and commit ourselves first time to believe Jesus.
不错，我们在信主的时候必须要悔改。
But we need to time to time to remind ourselves we need to commit to Him.
但信主之后，我们要不断的来回想我们。必须要委身于基督。
Someone explained that the reason the book of Psalms speak of lifting your hands in praise.
在这个诗篇里面讲到说，我们要举我们的双手来赞美主。
Somebody said that if you raise your hand, it's because you are surrendered to Him.
因为你举手就好像你投降
，It's a gesture to surrender to him.
这是一个投降或是顺服的标志。
When I think about it, it's quite quite true, because when the police say stop, then raise up your hand, then you have your hands up.
就好像警察看到我们说，警告你，把手要停止啊，不要动，把手举起来。
Have you surrendered to Jesus?
所以我们曾经向主这样的顺服吗
？We need to surrender to Jesus.
我们
often
要常常这样子向主顺服。
And in the fifth picture that Jesus used here is to tell us to be a value preserver.
最后主耶稣用这个比喻，就是要就是用这种东西来保存它真正的价值。
Salt, everybody knows salt.
就是我们所熟知的盐。
In verse 34 tells us.
第三十四节说
He says salt is good.
盐是好的。
Salt was very valuable during Jesus' time.
在耶稣的时代，盐是很珍贵的。
And Roman soldiers were paid with salt rations.
罗马的这个军人还要他们的盐还必须要是这个靠配给的。
Yeah, their salary is salt.
甚至他们的薪水的一部分是用盐来给的。
So somebody say this is Latin word that will get out of the word salary.
所以有人说，是不是这个盐这个字在拉丁文里面也跟这个薪水 salary 这个字有关系？
In the time of Jesus, the greatest value of salt was in use as a preservative.
因为当时这个盐这么珍贵，是因为它能够用来保存很多食物。
At the time, they didn't have the way to refrigerate the meat.
因为特别是肉类的东西，在当时是没有冰箱冷藏这些设备。
So salt will apply on the fresh meat and prevent the meat from decay or rotting.
盐是防腐，是一种重要的防腐的东西。
So the salt created a chemical reaction that slowed down the process of decay.
因为盐能够有一些特殊的化学作用，能够延缓或阻止这个食物的腐败。
It preserved the goodness of the meat.
而且把这个肉的味道跟它的这个营养都保存下来。
That's why Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Say you are the salt of the world." Or the salt of the earth.
所以耶稣在山上饱训的时候也特别强调说，门徒你们是这个地上的盐，地上的光。
If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it make salty again?
盐若失了味，怎么能够叫它再咸呢？
We live in a society suffering from moral decay at a very alarming rate or state.
我们都看到，我们活在一个社会上，这个道德日趋低下的这个社会里面。
And society is getting more morally rotten today, this by the days, but by the day.
我们看到这个道德水准一日低落。
As you read the news and turn on the TV,
你看新闻打开电视。
Just yesterday, I read a news that the high court,
Supreme Court,
the Supreme Court will review the gay marriage case.
昨天的新闻提到这个最高法院要审理两项关于这个同性恋婚姻的这个法案。
So we must light the salt. We must play a role to slow down the process of decay.
所以我们基督徒就像这个世界的盐，我们必须要来起这个防腐的作用。
As salt, our job is to preserve the goodness that still exists in our society.
我们要把这个世界上好的这些道德能够继续的保存下来。
And we must be the one who speak up when things against the Bible teaching.
当这个世界的东西来侵犯到圣经的教导的时候，我们要站起来反对。
Or things that pervert the value of Christianity.
因为我们要保存这个基督徒的传统跟优良的价值。
Have you experienced how salt sting when you get into the wound.
每个人都有这样的经验，就是你破的地，皮肉上有破口的地方，你沾到盐那种刺痛。
Salt irritates us, but it help us to that kind of antiseptic to help us to recover.
所以在那个刺痛的时候，你就知道盐是让你感到不舒服，但是它也有杀菌的作用。
So our society needs a good cleaning.
所以我们的社会需要一个很大的一个这个清扫。
So Christian must be salt in our corrupting world.
所以基督徒要在这个败坏的世界里面做盐。
If we don't speak up against evil,
如果我们不站起来反对这些邪恶，
the world will become even more perverse than it is now.
这个世界会变得更加的歪曲，乖谬。
But the problem that Jesus identified is that some people have lost saltiness.
但耶稣这边讲到说，有些人就像盐已经失了他的味。
According to the chemist, pure salt never loses its saltiness.
我查了一下资料，说真正的盐是从来不会失去它的味道。
Like the salt crystal is salty today as it was 10,000 years ago.
就像一个盐的这个晶体，你放了那边千年万年，它还是不变。
Pure salt never loses its saltiness.
这真正的盐，100%的盐是不会失去它的咸味。
That's why we must stay pure.
所以我们必须要保持这个盐的纯正，就像我们必须要纯正，像保持这个纯正的盐一样。
Jesus warned against the spiritual conditions that exist when our lives are not morally pure.
所以耶稣这边讲的就是要警告我们，让我们的生活里面不要失去那个纯洁。
When we allow impure thoughts or something impure behavior to become a part of our character or personality,
当我们的意念，当我们的行动有这些不洁的东西的时候，
we will lose our saltiness.
我们就像盐失去了它的味道。
Jesus poses the question: If salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
所以耶稣在这里向我们发出挑战，说：若盐失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
In his day, there's no chemical process to make unsalty salt salty again.
因为再也没有其他的化学方式能够让一个盐重新的咸起来。
It's in his day, there's no such technique to make unsalty salt become salty again.
因为在耶稣的时代是没有这样的过程能够让盐再咸的。
The only thing to do with it was to put it on the road and use it as a flavor.
所以最后有这种失去咸味的盐就只有丢在路上。
So, as a Christian, a follower of Jesus,
所以我们做一个跟随主的基督徒，
Do we lost our saltiness?
我们失掉那个盐的味道了吗？
But the good news is that if you have lost your saltiness, God can make you pure again.
这好消息是，如果你已经失掉那个咸味，神可以再让你咸起来。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us.
因为耶稣的宝血能够再次的洗净我们的罪。
His word can keep us pure.
能够使我们保持那个咸味。
So, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们，
Are you a real disciple of Jesus Christ?
你是耶稣基督真正的门徒吗？
We need to move from a church goer into a call of commitment.
我们要从一个只是参加主日崇拜的的人或者一个信徒，进到一个尾声的门徒。
We need to love Jesus the most.
我们要爱主胜过一切。
We need to live life like a dead man, dead person, dead to ourselves, old self.
我们对着这个世界跟我们的老我，我们要活着像一个死去的人。
we need to calculate well the cost of following Jesus in order to finish strong.
所以我们要先计算跟随主的代价，以至于我们能够完工。
And we need to know who you surrender to today.
我们也要知道我们要向谁顺服。
And then we need to be the salt of the earth, of the world, and to play a role as a valuable preserver.
我们在最后我们要记住，我们是这个世界的盐，我们要保持这个世界的纯洁。
And this is the true blessed life that Jesus wants us to be.
这是神要给我们的这个一个受祝福的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父，
we are not worthy to be your disciple.
我们不配做你的门徒。
But we thank you that you have called us.
但我们谢谢你，你仍然召我们。
You not only give us salvation, but you want us to follow you closely.
你不但赐给我们救恩，你也要我们紧紧地跟随你。
This is what a privilege that we can believe Jesus.
这是能够让我们相信耶稣基督，这是何等的一个特权。
So Lord, help us and help us to treasure every opportunity that we can. Serve you.
主啊，帮助我们能够珍惜每一个我们能够服侍你的机会。
To be a real disciple, we need to surrender to you.
做一个真正的门徒，愿意向你顺服。
And every day we rely upon you to win over this world.
每天我们都能够依靠你来胜过这个世界。
And win over our flesh, Lord.
也胜过我们自己的肉体情欲。
So please help us, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
So that we really can be the salt and the light of the world.
让我们能够在这个世界为你做王，做主，做盐做光。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢王牧师。